Clergy members from Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish houses of worship led the discussion on issues affecting Pinellas County and called on school board and county and city officials to commit to working towards solutions. School discipline, affordable housing, neighborhood violence, and assimilating repeat offenders back into society were the issues fast brought to the table. Reverend R. Williams of Mount Olive AME stated the issues.
Other systems have fallen, and now our kids experience violence in the hallways and playgrounds instead of learning. Our working families have been reduced to live in cars and on the couches of friends and families, or in tents and transitional housing. The price of the shelter we are all entitled to is out of reach. Now, in this imperfect world, our neighborhoods are riddled with crime, murders, robberies, prostitution, and drugs.
Reverend Todd Sutton of Lakeview Presbyterian said that discipline is a major problem in public schools. He said teachers have to spend so much of their time dealing with disciplinarian problems, the students' educations are suffering.
When discipline issues arise, everybody pays the price, because time spent simply maintaining order and just keeping control is time not spent teaching our children.
Among the group's goals was that 8 more schools in the county incorporate the discipline programs that 37 Pinellas County schools have already implemented. Deputy Superintendent Dr. Harry Brown agreed to evaluating the ongoing programs, keeping the lines of communication open, and designating a liaison to report to FAST on a quarterly basis. Dr. Brown did not agree, however, to implement the program to 8 more schools, saying schools need to be responsible for their own discipline plans.
The superintendent is committed to the schools to have site-based decision making. Part of site-based decision making means that you're not getting an edict from the central office. Maybe some of the failures that we have experienced in the district and maybe in some other places have been as a result of edicts coming that did not fit with the right school.
FAST also addressed the problems some Pinellas County residents are having with affordable housing. They said many are forced to pay half of their income toward their homes, leaving little left over to cover all other necessities. FAST asked Pinellas County Commissioners Calvin D. Harris, John Maroney, and Kenneth T. Welch, along with St. Petersburg City Council members Wingay Newton, Carl Nurse, and Jeff Danner, Largo Mayor Patricia Girard, and Clearwater Mayor Frank V. Hibbard to commit to advocate for $5 million from the 2009-2010 budget to go into a trust fund for affordable housing in Pinellas County. They also asked that the officials reaffirm their commitment to make 10% of housing affordable for those making less than $16,000 a year. Lastly, they requested that a countywide plan for a phone system be created to help those in need find affordable housing. All officials agreed to each commitment except for Mayor Hibbard, who declined to reaffirm his commitment to designate 10% of Clearwater's housing for lower-income families. He said he only declined because it was unrealistic that the housing would be ready by 2010.
We live in an environment of apathy right now, and as always, I come here before you, as I have every other FAST meeting, and want to make certain that I do not overpromise, but that we in fact do deliver. The only reason that I do not feel that Clearwater can meet the first question is to actually hit that goal by 2010.
St. Petersburg Sheriff Jim Coates was at the meeting to answer the requests of FAST regarding drug and crime activity, racial profiling, and repeat offenders. FAST acknowledged improvements in some active crime spots around the county, but highlighted the recent tragic shooting of an 8-year-old girl in St. Petersburg as an example that more must be done. St. Petersburg resident Mary Harvard spoke of the need for continued policing in high crime neighborhoods.
I know I speak for many when I say that we are saddened and outraged about the recent killing of an innocent 8-year-old girl on the south side. This is the stuff that affects the lives of our people. Too many shootings, murder, drug sales, robberies are still going on in St. Pete. We need better leadership from the head of our city law enforcement. We need him to take more seriously the cries of the people and stop only looking at the statistics. He can only do that by listening. Therefore, we are disappointed that Chief of Police Chuck Harmon is not with us tonight. We are hopeful that in the future we can better bridge the gap between the community and our law enforcement so that no more of our children will become innocent casualties of violence and crime. Thank you.
The issue of racial profiling was raised as well. Hispanic residents in Clearwater are saying that they are being pulled over or harassed by police when they are innocent of any wrongdoing. Clearwater Sheriff Sid Klein did not attend the meeting. Lastly, FAST described the problems of not rehabilitating repeat offenders, saying they often lack skills to reassimilate into the civilized world. causing them to return to crime. According to FAST, repeat offenders cost taxpayers $17.3 million a year. Sheriff Jim Coates agreed to working with FAST toward implementing an inmate assessment process and strategies for all inmates sentenced to at least 60 days in jail. He promised jail counselors would use the assessments to refer inmates to in-jail programs to help them reassimilate to the outside world. FAST's next large assembly meeting will be held on October 26. For more information or become involved with FAST, visit www.thedartcenter.org/fast.html. Reporting from Largo, this is Amy Beeman for WMNF.